The roles of men and women.
What did men and women do in the past? Have their roles changed in any way?
The roles of men and women have changed a lot. What we would take for granted in the past is often agreed upon by both partners these days. Almost every man used to go to work, while women used to look after the children and home. The father would be the highest authority, making the most important decisions. Men doing the cleaning? Women building their career? Striking exceptions indeed. Today, much has changed. Almost all women go to work, provided that their children are looked after. Moreover, there are few families with men earning so much that the whole family is given what they need. And as far as children are concerned, couples tend to have children later and prefer to have one or two at the most. Is there something like role distribution in the family?
Although times have changed, there is some kind of role distribution in families and partnerships, with men working in the garden, mowing the lawn, aerating the soil, chopping the wood, repairing broken devices or having them repaired. At the same time, women tend to see the household chores, do the cooking, washing up, ironing, shopping, look after the children, and keep the house clean. Who do you think has a more difficult position in the family, men or women?
It's very difficult to distribute tasks fairly. Working in the garden and cutting wood may be heavy physical exercises, but need to be done much less often than cooking, ironing, washing, sweeping the floor, putting aside clothes left behind by careless members of the family, or carrying shopping bags. What could be a good solution?
Men definitely do not become inferior by supporting their wives, not only by giving advice, but giving them a hand. Also, women are welcome to do some minor garden works, for instance. This way, life would become easier and, what's more important, merrier.
Raising children. Is raising children an easy job?
Raising your children the right way is far from easy. It takes a lot of patience, care, help, support, and most importantly, time. It's often impossible to harmonize things, but hopefully it is possible to strike the right balance.
What are the most important things about raising children?
Especially when the children are young, they need a lot of love and support. The first years are absolutely crucial. When your child is young, it's good to do a lot of talking, playing, reading, telling fairy tales in order to make the child's emotional world rich. In other words, spend as much time with him or her as possible.
How can parents gain trust from their child?
Later, after children start school, they are in need of permanent support. It's absolutely necessary to develop a relationship of trust so that the child may feel welcome to turn to the parents with minor yet important problems. You have to take the children seriously at all times, never laughing at them or sending them away.
What influence can parents have on their children?
Parents should know how their child copes with its tasks and whether it takes its duties seriously. From as early as possible, children should be taught independence and responsibility. It goes without saying that both parents set a good example, as this is the best way to influence the child and show it the right path.
How can children be rewarded?
Like adults, children need not only care, but also motivation. If the parents are happy about their children's performance at school, praise and reward are the next things to do. It's the parents themselves who have to decide whether to reward the child with a nice word, or a toy, or even money.
Are parents right to use corporal punishments?
People do not agree on this. In my opinion, corporal punishments should be permitted, but used in a limited way. Should a child do something wrong, it is not necessary to beat it. First, we had better try and teach them not to do it anymore. Once the child has realized what it has done, the goal is often achieved. However, it's very difficult to explain in words to young children what they should avoid doing. I remember when I was young, I preferred being slapped to listening to a lengthy monologue my mother would give me when she was angry. Slapping someone is a quick and clear response and is over at once. I believe psychological punishments are far worse than corporal ones.
Should parents be friendly or strict?
Some friends of mine have parents who behave like friends. They never slap them or shout at them, and they're tolerant and democratic. But in my opinion, there should be some limits and respect as well. It's nice to bring up children by means of discussion without forcing them to do something, but in my opinion, at least a little parental strictness makes our life easier as we can learn from them what is good and what is bad and how we should behave. I would say that when I'm a parent, I'll try to be both friendly and strict, depending on how serious the matter is.
When should children leave home?
These days, children leave their parents later than they used to. The reason is that they want to study as long as possible, then travel the world, and perhaps then become independent. For many young people, it is also difficult to get a place to live unless their parents help them or they get a really good job with a high salary. So most of them prefer to start their career first, and when they have reached a certain position, they settle down and start their own family. People also tend to get married much later than before. In my opinion, it's not bad to stay with your parents for longer, provided they don't mind, of course. This way you can save a lot of money that you will need for buying your house or flat, and you can put off very serious decisions concerning your future for a while.